flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
I apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage. Good morning. Welcome in. I'm here. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
Terry
Barnes!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
You know, what Sean Sears is? That just sounds like that's going to get repeated after tomorrow's game. Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in.
Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Newest statuee, Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
J.D. Martinez.
And I apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
Do we have?
We suck, we suck. Let's suck. Let's go suck together. Let's go have fun sucking.
You suck, Sean. Mike, way to stay on brand, though. Do we have Mike Vrabel? Do we add Mike Vrabel? Do we add it?
No, Mike Vrabel.
No today. Mike Vrabel. Well, that sucks. All right, Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Sean Sears, whose fine handiwork on Saturday Suckage, staying on brand.
I do what I can for the people, man.
Yeah, you do. You suck, so they don't have to. Welcome to Saturday Suckage. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number, 312-644-6767. That'll get you to our listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, 312-644-6767, also gets you to the Score's text line. And we had a bunch of texts show up. The Wake and Bake Suckageers, the Suckageers who just were thankful for Saturday Suckage. Yes, here, now, and the news. It just keeps happening. This morning, the Bears, this was from Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network. The Bears have interviewed Titans quarterback coach Bo Hardigree for offensive coordinator, source said. He was on the staff with Ben Johnson with the Dolphins. Bo Hardigree is a wonderful name. He's from Tennessee. You probably could have guessed that. Bo Hardigree used to be with the Bears. Bo Hardigree was a Bears offensive assistant in 2015. He came with John Fox, and then he left for Miami in 2016 with Adam Gase, the man who made Jay Cutler mediocre and landed a full-time job out of that. Bo Hardigree, apparently, coming to Chicago, coming to the Bears, coming to the staff of Ben Johnson. So, let's find out about this guy. Now joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Teron Davenport of ESPN in Nashville. Download the Circa app today. Teron, thanks for taking time out today. Give us everything on Bo Davenport. Bo Hardigree.
Bo Hardigree. Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys having me on. Bo Hardigree, he and Ben Johnson, they have a good degree of familiarity. They served together on the Dolphins staff 2016 to 2018, and Hardigree was the quarterback's coach while Ben Johnson was assistant wide receiver coach and then wide receiver coach in 2018. So there's a high degree of familiarity. They're close, so you do have that. One of the things with Bo Hardigree that I really liked, you know, just in watching him in practice, are the drills and the things that he did just as far as, like, being innovative. You know, like, there were times where you had the quarterbacks just kind of drop back and he would throw tennis balls at their feet, and they had to kind of, like, avoid the tennis balls, and then he'll point where they needed to read. And it was a good drill that he had them doing. He's a solid coach. He was he had a lot to do with the game plan. He and Nick Holtz, you know, together, they held a little bit of a higher role than the guys in those positions normally do, just because you have an offensive play caller, and Callahan is the head coach. So a lot of the prep work has to be done by them.
My guest is Teron Davenport of ESPN. He's in Nashville, covers the Titans. We're talking about the Titans. Bo Hardigree is interviewed to be Ben Johnson's offensive coordinator. I don't know how well you know Bo Hardigree, but stepping into that situation, maybe similar to working for Brian Callahan, you may have the title, but you don't have the responsibility. You won't get the glory. You're sort of there, a placeholder in some way. You're doing all the work, and then the guy with the head coaching job gets to make all the calls, like Ben Johnson's going to make here. So is Bo Hardigree, he must be good with that. It must be a good idea for him to at least get the title so that he moves up. Is he that kind of guy? Is that the situation he was always looking for? Has he talked about that?
No, he's the kind of person that he just wants to be involved with football. He just wants to do the job. The glory of, hey, you know, this play happened because Bo Hardigree did it. That's not something that he's into. He was very low-key, pretty much played the background a lot, as opposed to, you know, trying to be up in the front and, you know, have his face in the light, so to speak. So that's not an issue. But, I mean, your point about the OCs with the – with you know, a guy like Callahan, or you look at Callahan got his job, you know, in the same role to Zach Taylor. You look at the Chiefs, right? Andy Reid was the head coach. You got Matt Nagy, Doug Peterson. You got Eric Bieniemy. These guys all, you know, well, Bieniemy got consideration, but the other guys, like, they got head coaching jobs being the OC for a guy that was the offensive play caller. So, yeah, I mean, it's not the most rewarding role just as far as the glory, but trust that teams across the league definitely know who has to do or what, and they take note of that.
Teron Davenport is my guest. He covers the Titans for ESPN in Nashville. We're talking Bears here. Bo Hardigree has been interviewed by Ben Johnson for the job as offensive coordinator. So let me, I don't know, I don't want to put you in the position of defending something that seems in my world indefensible. But people are going to look at this and say, wait, you're bringing in a guy, the quarterback's coach of a guy, you're going to bring in the guy who coached Will Levis to the 33rd best quarterback rating in a league of 32 teams, that the math doesn't work out. And his 81.4 quarterback rating was worse than Caleb Williams, who wasn't good himself. And among rookies, that was a pretty bad showing for the guy taken number one overall. So how does Bo Hardigree make Caleb Williams better?
Yeah, well, I think it's a collective effort. You're not going to have just one coach single-handedly make anybody better. It's always a collective effort. And I think, you know, the way that he'll probably make him better is having, you know, that comfort level and that familiarity with Ben Johnson. You know, so now they just are going to be able to work together more. And, I mean, I don't know who the quarterback coach is, but I would imagine that's something that's also going to factor in. So it's not just Bo Hardigree. It's a group, and it wasn't just Bo Hardigree here. I mean, Will Levis, just, there were some things that he did that just, I don't care if Joe Montana was coaching them. Like, it just, it's not going to not gonna happen. You know, some of the, well, you guys saw it, you know, the interception that he threw, the pick six, you know, to Tyreek Stevenson. So it was big.
Yeah, that was the highlight for Tyreek Stevenson, whose season would turn his actions would turn the Bears season and direct it right into the toilet, and also with some spineless coaching. So spineless leadership. And that would be another thing I would bring up. When you talk about innovative drills, you're talking about a form of leadership and a guy who carries himself. I don't know how Bo Hardigree carries himself, but a man who's worked closely with quarterbacks, and a man who is a complete doppelganger for Sean Payton, if that counts for anything. So what have the quarterbacks said about, if anything, about Bo Hardigree and where he's taken them?
Well, I mean, I talked to young Will Levis and veteran Mason Rudolph, and actually the veteran Trevor Siemian, and they all really like the way he helps prepare them. They like the drills that he does. They like just the you know, the conversation that they have, how he keeps the room collectively, you know, trying to help each other. So you do have that. Malik Willis, who eventually was traded to the Packers, you know, one of the things that he told me that he liked the most was he finally felt like he was going into practice with an understanding of not only what he was asked to do, but why. So anytime you have a teacher that's able to help your players understand why, that's always a plus.
Tarani also coached Aiden O'Connell in Vegas with the Raiders, and he was a temporary interim offensive coordinator. I don't know if he's talked about that much, if O'Connell's talked about that much, if that's something that would factor in. But he's worked with a variety of young quarterbacks, which is what the Bears have. How do you think that plays out? What do you think he brings ultimately to a guy who's fairly well decorated with the Heisman Trophy number one pick overall, and none of the guys he's worked with were like that? So how does he deal with that?
Well, I mean, I think it's actually, I would rather deal with a guy that's as talented as Caleb Williams than, you know, a guy that lacks it. So I think that's going to be fine. And it's just a matter, and this is why I keep going back to the drills, it's finding ways to keep guys engaged and interested. And really, at the end of the day, all NFL players want is to know that you could teach them something. You know, and if you can't teach them anything, if you can't challenge them and those types of things, like, they're not going to see value in you. And I think when, you know, when you talk to players that have worked with them, that's the thing that they say. He helps them.
So before I let you go, Teron Davenport covers the Titans for ESPN in Nashville, and the Titans are in the position that the Bears were last year, number one overall pick. It was pretty obvious what the Bears were going to do with what they needed, and they went and did it. I don't know if it's as obvious for the Titans and Mike Borgonzi, their new general manager. So what have you heard? What do you think is likely to happen?
Well, frankly, everything is on the table. This is a team that the president of football operations, he said that he would like to make 30 picks in the next 3 years, and 12 of them be in the top 100. So you do have that, and then you look, they only have two in the top 100 this year, one and 35, right? So Trey Bath is a clear option. I think you obviously the quarterbacks have to be in place. Shedeur Sanders, who's here at the Shrine Week, you know, he's not practicing, but he met with the Titans. I think you have to look at that. Cam Ward, also the potential. So there's a lot that goes into what they could do. And then you have the talents, right, and Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. So right now everything's on the table.
Teron, I really appreciate you jumping on with us today and giving us insight into Bo Hardegree, who interviewed for the OC job for Ben Johnson's Bears. Thank you for your time today.
All right, you're welcome.
Be well. That is Teron Davenport, covers the Titans for ESPN in Nashville. So that's one of the many interviews and rumors, and we will catch you up on the news. Should we do that before we get to Hub? We got Hub coming at 11:25. Sean, should we do that before we get to Hub? Let's just run down the names.
Yeah,
okay?
Let's let the people know.
How about let the peoples know? All right. Also this morning, in addition to Ian Rappaport tweeting out that Bo Hardegree interviewed for the Bears OC, he was the Titans quarterback coach. Jonathan Jones of the NFL on CBS tweeted that the Bears are interviewing Vikings defensive pass game coordinator Durante Jones this weekend for their vacant defensive coordinator position. That's what a source tells Jonathan Jones of NFL on CBS. We've gone from a Dennis Allen to a pass game coordinator. Is that where we are? Is that because you really that? Defensive coordinator and offensive line coach are the two most important hires that Ben Johnson's going to make. And ideally, the whole Dennis Allen, the love affair with Dennis Allen was he's been a head coach. He's a defensive coordinator. You just go coach the guys over there. Get us the ball back, and then I'll tell you how we're going to get it into the end zone. That's the plan. But now you're talking about a guy who may or may not be ready. It's not... not to meant to be a reflection of Durante Jones, but if you're talking about credibility and experience and being essentially the head coach of the defense, I don't know. That for me, that prospect is a letdown. It could also be a matter of satisfying whatever they have to do for the Rooney Rule. I don't know where they are on that. There are rules for defensive and offensive coordinators that must be satisfied. I don't know where the Bears are in that and what they're doing. And maybe, you know, really, you're dealing with this, and we're dealing in the dark about what parts of that rule they've satisfied. And that's as the racist NFL wants you to be. Confused, not look at it. Pay no attention to the racist behind the curtain. And you know the NFL is racist because if it wasn't, you wouldn't need the Rooney Rule. The Rooney Rule itself tells you the NFL is racist. Sorry, you have to do this. You can't just keep hiring white guys. You have to, and that's where we are. So I don't know where we are in that. But that was the rumor today, along with Bo Hardegree. Yesterday, Antoine Randall L. appears to be appears to be added to the Bears staff as wide receivers coach and assistant head coach. He needs that title to be able to get away from Detroit. He was with Johnson and the Lions up there. You got to make his, he can't just take a lateral move. You got to give more words in his title and more money. Also, former Lions assistant quarterbacks coach JT Barrett apparently will join the Bears as quarterbacks coach. That's your job as Caleb Williams, 24/7, 365, right? Isn't that the way it goes? And also yesterday, Al Harris. You may remember him as a man who tortured the Bears in the defensive backfield for the Green Bay Packers. He was defensive backs coach and assistant head coach for the Cowboys. He's expected to join the Bears as defensive pass game coordinator. He actually, hopefully we'll get into it soon, but he actually was involved in two of the most memorable playoff moments in consecutive years. Just things we'll talk about with Al Harris. So I have no reflection on his coaching, and I assume he could do the job. Dallas's secondary was fairly proficient at interceptions, and I guess that's where you start. That's as far as raw numbers. I'm going to take a break. Ran down all the information for you on all the rumors. We will run it by Hub when we come back. But first, let me let you know this. Let me listen to me now. Join Lawrence Holmes and Remy Martin at Binney's in Orland Park today. They will be there until 12:30. Register for your chance to play hoops on the Court of Dreams at the United Center with us on February 22nd. Remy Martin, team up for experience. We're going to team up with Hub after this break. Saturday Suckage. It's Breathless. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
The time I've spent here last few years, there's no question that that helped me find comfort. You know, when particularly I'm interviewing for this job and I feel such great such great pull from George and Kevin and Ryan and the family atmosphere. And then it piggybacked onto what I already know about the places here, the institutions here, the people are so friendly. I love the Midwest in general. I think it's a great place to raise kids. And so, yeah, it certainly played a large role. And honestly, the whole thing was a no-brainer once it all came together. And I just saw the vision for this franchise, this organization, where we want to go. And I really believe we can get there with the leadership we have in place. So you combine that with the location. You combine that really with the people and the city. It all felt right to me.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That is your new Bears coach, Ben Johnson. He was on with Mully and Haw yesterday. That's a portion of it. We will bring you the whole thing later in the show. Ben Johnson's interview with Mully and Haw. Ben Johnson, born in a manger and now coaching in Chicago and interviewing coaches for his staff. You wondered when it was going to happen, and it has been whiplash in the last less than 24 hours. The news today for me in Rappaport, Bo Hardigree, quarterback's coach for the Titans, is going to interview as offensive coordinator. Now, Bo Hardigree has been here before. He has been here as an offensive assistant. He came with John Fox. He worked as an offensive quality control coach for offense in Denver. And then he came here. Then he went to Miami. That's where he met Johnson. That's the connection. He went with Adam Gase, the man who parlayed a season of making Jay Cutler vaulting him up to mediocre, and he got the job coaching the Dolphins. Amazing what happens. So, Bo Hardigree, offensive coordinator. That was today. Another rumor today, another piece of news coming out from Jonathan Jones, NFL on CBS. Vikings defensive pass game coordinator, Durante Jones. We'll get interviewed this weekend for the vacant defensive coordinator position of the Bears. Stuff from yesterday. Antoine Randall L., Thornton High School legend. Local guy is coming back. Make him wide receivers coach and assistant head coach. He and Johnson worked together on the Lions staff. The ideal hire would be offensive line coach Hank Fraley. The Lions made him, he's staying in Detroit. They made him everything, all kinds of money, all kinds of positions. Also coming from Detroit, and I didn't think you could take more than one coach from your former location, your former team. But JT Barrett, who was a three-time Big Ten quarterback of the year at Ohio State, he will join the Bears as their quarterback's coach. That means it. He's on Caleb watch. Caleb, be better. Caleb, be better. Caleb, be better. Yesterday, that came out yesterday. Also coming out yesterday, defensive backs coach of the Cowboys and assistant head coach of the Cowboys, Al Harris, expected to join the Bears as the defensive pass game coordinator. That name sounds familiar. He tortured the Bears as a defensive back for the Packers 2003 to 2009. He also worked in Miami with Johnson, Bo Hardigree, the Miami, that cradle of coaches there under. Was Wani the coach there? No, Adam Gase was. That's where it was. Yeah. So, some stuff on Harris, because just for whatever it's worth, as a raw metric, it's not the only one, and it's certainly interceptions are driven by pass rush. And the Cowboys intercepted 13 passes this season, two more than the Bears. They had Micah Parsons. The Bears did not. They certainly didn't have Montez Sweat. He did not do anything. In 2023, the Cowboys under Al Harris were tied for eighth with 17 interceptions. The Bears tied for first with 22. In 2022, the Cowboys were tied for seventh with 16 interceptions, three more than the Bears. The Cowboys led the league with 26 picks in 2021, the year after Al Harris got there. The Bears were 29th. With eight, because the Bears forfeited the right to rush the quarterback. They decided that wasn't going to be a part of the game plan. And so the defensive, it's a position I got to tell you, it's a position I didn't know existed. Passing game coordinator for the defense. That's the position Al Harris interviewed for. So his defensive backs, John Hoke's gone. Secondary coach John Hoke was let go in a whole big purge yesterday or over certainly this week. And Al Harris would certainly be, yeah, I'll coach Jalen Johnson. He's going to take away half the field, and I only got to worry about putting an ankle bracelet or some kind of bark collar on Tyreek Stevenson. I mean, he's got great talent, right? I mean, we had our first guest, Tron Davenport, was talking about Will Levis making a dumbass decision, and Tyreek Stevenson was there, and there's your pick six, and that was the opening game against the Titans. And now that quarterback's coach is going to come here to be the offensive coordinator, it would appear, Bo Hardigree. Al, you know who is the defensive coordinator? What is that fancy title? Passing game coordinator. Passing game coordinator for the Bears defense this year. Do you know who that was? Sean, do you have any idea?
It was Thomas Brown, wasn't it?
No, it was Andrew Billings. Because he dictated when the opponents were going to pass because they weren't going to be able to run.
Big Bill coming in here. He tells you when you can throw the football.
Right. And he got hurt, and that masterful defensive mind being considered by the Dallas Cowboys, Matt Eberflus, had no answers. Ryan Poles' thin roster had no answers. The opponents could choose whatever they wanted on the passing menu, on the scoring menu, because you know, the run game up the middle was like a rolling tollway. That's what it was. You get your eye pass, and there you go. Everybody runs through them. Isn't it funny how eye pass is all about running through? It's all about rolling through. Anyways, it appears that's the job for the fall to Al Harris. And I did not want to miss a chance to share. This is tremendous. Al Harris, when he was with the Packers, defensive back. In the 2003 NFC wildcard playoff game against the Seahawks, he returned an interception 52 yards for the game-winning touchdown, 4:25 into overtime. That was Al Harris. It became the first time, the first game ever to end in overtime with a defensive touchdown. First playoff game. And the game was memorable, and this was just so classic. We should have this on tape. We should have the audio, Sean. At the coin flip in Lambeau Field, the visiting team calls it. So the captain of the visiting team was Seattle Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck. There's the coin toss. And he tells the microphone referee and the crowd at Lambeau and the national TV audience, we want the ball and we're going to score. And 4:25 in, Al Harris scores. That was in 2003. So, 2004, wild card playoff game. It's the Packers and the Vikings. Al Harris was on the coverage when Randy Moss caught that second touchdown pass and mooned the crowd at Lambeau Field. He was fined $10,000 for that, back when $10,000 was a lot of money. Al Harris was on the coverage then, and he mooned him. And I think it was Joe Buck who said, I'm disgusted by that.
It was Joe Buck. Yes, it was.
And
he was offended.
Al Harris was on the coverage on Randy Moss when he mooned the crowd at Lambeau Field. So that's he's coming to the Bears, more Bears Packers stuff. Do they allow that? The McCaskies allow that? I know they know no cursing. Do they know that Ben Johnson curses by all accounts?
I think like crud is a curse in the McCaskey household.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm just wondering because that's certainly an issue with the McWonks who own the team. Antoine Randall L. I don't know what credit you can be given him for Amon-Ra St. Brown, but that guy's a thing. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a thing. And that's star receiver that Antoine Randall is leaving in Detroit to come here and work with DJ Moore and Romo Odunze. So you could say, well, you know what? Can we can he help Roma Dunze become Amon-Ra St. Brown? I that's me waving yes. I put my hand in the, I vote yes on that. And I, for those of you who don't know, late coming to the whole story, he lettered in everything. He was the, you like in high school when you had so you saw somebody with like six letters on the letterman's jacket. That was Antoine Randall L. Football, basketball, baseball, whatever else you got, whatever game you want to play, he was going to play it and be better than you.
I'm Antoine Randall L., Indiana University.
Antoine Randall L., Indiana University.
I love Randall L. Every time he does that, I think he's auditioning to succeed Pat Sajak someday on Wheel of Fortune.
Excellent. Excellent. He could be. Randall L. threw a 43-yard touchdown pass in the Super Bowl to Hines Ward. That's that, among other things. He could have done everything. He could have played quarterback. He played wide receiver. Did it in the NFL. He was just, that's, he's a tremendous, he threw it. And this former fun fact, from the former Thornton QB Antoine Randall, courtesy of beloved Saturday Suckage guest Mark Potash of the Sun-Times, not just 43-yard TD pass to Hines Ward in Super Bowl extra large, but Randall L. has the highest passer rating in NFL history for players with 10-plus attempts, 156.1. Six TDs, zero picks. Why didn't he start? Why wasn't he that guy? So there is talk of another name. As I said earlier, defensive coordinator and offensive line are the two most important hires Ben Johnson's going to make. We talked about who he brought in for offensive coordinator in Bo Hardigree, and we've not heard any solid name. We heard Dennis Allen as defensive coordinator, Durante Minnesota coming in for an interview, according to Jonathan Jones. Durante Jones, according to Jonathan Jones, NFL on CBS, he was the Vikings defensive pass game coordinator. So that's an interview. So defensive coordinator is one of the two most important assistant coaches that he's going to need. The other one's the offensive line coach. So Brad Biggs tweeted out a name. Interesting connections there, and an interesting name to watch, and an interesting philosophy that he would bring with him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk about potential offensive line coach for the Bears. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Let's get back to more Steve Rosenblum on 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in. Welcome back. Saturday Suckage. Thank you for joining me. Top of the hour, talk to Trey Wingo, host of the DraftKings Power Up pregame show. And we'll talk about, you know, there's some games going on. Actually, games that should tell you something about the Bears and embarrass the Bears, which is not a new position for the Bears, but we'll get into that. Conference championship games, maybe the best football weekend of the year. Those two games. And are we to believe that the NFC North is a fraud? And it just had a lot of good PR? Because the NFC East is playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl. The NFC North is not. And Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And Allen owns them during the regular season. And Mahomes is undefeated in the playoffs. So good stuff tomorrow. And we'll talk to Trey Wingo at top of the hour about that. And 1 o'clock, Patrick Finley. We will talk to him. He will talk to him about the Bears, the new Bears coach, and we will hear from the new Bears coach himself before we get out of here. Ben Johnson was on with Mully and Haw. Ben Johnson was on yesterday at 9 and had just, well, it was the Cubs. The Cubs drew him to and Chicago, and look, hey, I want this job. Yeah, okay, well, plays right into the Bears' plan of getting lucky. They start with a lucky sperm club, and they're hoping to get lucky with the coach. Talk about that more. And we will hear we'll hear from a former running back about the Bears running back. And I don't think that Bears running back is going to be here very long. Do that. But first, the rumors, the two most important hires Ben Johnson is going to make. Defensive coordinator, so Ben Johnson can just make the offense what it should have been all along. An offensive line coach, and hopefully there'll be an offensive line to coach. Brad Biggs tweeted this out. A name to keep an eye on as Bears O-line coach is Dan Ruschar. He spent 10 seasons with the Saints, where he worked with Dan Campbell. New Orleans had some top-tier O-lines. Ruschar previously coached at Illinois and NIU. He's currently at Tulane, where he has been since 2023. The idea of the Saints' offensive line is not new in Chicago. The Saints stressed building an offensive line from guard to guard, not starting with the tackles. Ryan Pace approached it that way when he was here, because they did it in New Orleans, because the Saints needed Drew Brees to be able to see, and they needed to keep him out. And the Saints' approach was this, guard to guard. Keep the guys closest to the quarterback away from the quarterback. Last year's Bears offensive line, everybody was closest to the quarterback. That just like has to stop. Everybody took home a trophy. Everybody got a little piece of Caleb Williams for their mantle. And now we'll find out if Caleb Williams has any football soul left with a man who came from the north and was born in a manger. But we need an offensive line. And guard to guard was the Bears' biggest problem. Biggest offensive line problem was there. They were unavailable, unreliable, unplayable, under the blue tent. With or without Ruschar, whoever the offensive line coach is, he come in and say the same thing. Ben Johnson needs to say this loudly. I assume he already has. You spend those three high draft picks, numbers 10, 39, and 41 on a center and two guards. There's your days one and two of your draft. You're first a center and two guards, and trade the third rounder, Ryan, because all Poles does with third round picks is spend them on a handful of magic beans. The man who brought you Velus Jones and Karan Amagaji. Whew. I'm sure Ben Johnson said that. He better have, otherwise he shouldn't get the job. That's the biggest problem. That's why the offensive line coach is his most important hire. But having NFL caliber talent to protect the most important player in the organization, that's where you got to spend your draft picks. I don't care. You have to do that. Somehow you need to come out of that with three offensive linemen. You've neglected it. You got Darnell Wright. You spent your first-round pick 1 year on him. That's a right tackle. Braxton Jones, you found him in the fifth round. In the middle, where the guy's coming up the middle, the guy's closest to the quarterback, you've endangered your quarterback. That's your weakest spot. That needs to be fixed. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some football with Trey Wingo of DraftKings. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.